So, hi everybody. The topic of my talk today is the impact of intimate partner violence, substance use, and HIV on depressive symptoms among abused low-income women. And the funding for this study was provided by the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control to the Johns Hopkins Center for Injury Research and Policy. There's that. Just quickly, I want to go over what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to briefly discuss the burden of depression among low-income urban women and talk a little bit about the intersection between intimate partner violence, substance use, and HIV for these women. Also talk quickly about what is known about the independent associations with these health issues with depressive symptoms, and then present the aims of our study, our methods and results, and then critically discuss our conclusions and implications of our findings. So it's pretty well documented that there are relatively high rates of depression among low-income urban women when you compare them to women in the general population. And some research has shown that some reasons for this might be that low-income women are less likely to obtain care for their depressive symptoms and also less likely to obtain appropriate treatment when they do go seek care. But another thing that comes out in the literature is that there really are associations between depression and other health issues that low-income urban women experience at very high rates. And some of these, and among the most significant of these, are intimate partner violence, HIV, and substance use. And there's quite a bit of literature on how each of these problems are disproportionately affecting low-income urban women. But one thing that's coming up in recent literature that has been looked at a lot is the intersection between these three issues. And the reason for this is because we're finding that these issues often overlap in women's lives and that they are mutual risk factors. And so there's a lot of connection between the three of these. And so they've been studied first in the medical anthropology literature and defined as a syndemic. And so this is defined as a set of synergistic or intertwined and mutually enhancing health and social problems that face the urban poor. And what this means is that instead of these being separate epidemics, they're actually concurrent epidemics that kind of are intertwined in women's lives in particular. And in the medical anthropology literature, this was originally defined, this specific syndemic, substance abuse, violence, and AIDS, was defined as the SAVA syndemic. So there's been a lot of interest in how these three health issues are intersecting. And what they can lead to and how can they can enhance each other. So independently, we find that HIV, intimate partner violence, and substance use are all associated with increased depressive symptoms among women. So if you look at HIV-positive women, they experience higher rates of depressive symptoms. Also, women that are experiencing violence in their relationship are at greater risk of depressive symptoms. And also, if you look at women that experience even more severe or more frequent violence, they're even at greater risk higher rates of depression. And substance use as well. Studies have shown that women who abuse illegal substances have higher rates of depression than those that don't. And there's a little evidence that has started to look at how women that live with more than one of these SAVA health issues can have an even higher risk of depression. But there is no literature, there's no evidence as of now that has really looked at how all three of these syndemic issues together impact mental health outcomes, specifically depression. So in this study, we wanted to first examine the individual associations between intimate partner violence, specifically looking at the type of violence and the severity of violence, as well as substance use and HIV status on depression outcomes. And then secondly, to assess the combined or syndemic effect of these three issues on depressive outcomes. So we did this using data from a study that was originally designed to look at measures of intimate partner violence among women who have experienced violence in their relationships. And to do this, we recruited 96 women from community clinics that serve low-income patients in Baltimore. To be included in the study, these women had to be 18 years of age, English speaking. They could not have private insurance to be included. They couldn't be pregnant, and also they should have reported that they experienced physical violence in the past year by an intimate partner. And we used the abuse assessment screen to assess for that. So when looking at the sociodemographic characteristics of our sample, we found that most of them were African American. About half didn't graduate from high school. We asked about their relationship status to their partner and then dichotomized them into being with a current partner that was abusing them or whether they were experiencing abuse from a former partner. So it was about 50% in each of those categories. Majority of them were receiving income assistance and didn't have a paid job at that time. And then looking at these variables, HIV, violence, and drug use, we found that about 27% of our sample were HIV positive, but quite a few didn't know their status and or had never been tested. We were able to look at the type of violence that they had experienced and the severity of their violence using a scale called the conflict tactics scale. And we specifically wanted to look at recent violence. So we asked about violence that they experienced in the past 6 months. And we found that the vast majority, 61% of our women in the study had experienced severe physical or sexual violence in the past 6 months. About a third of the women also had reported using cocaine or heroin in the past 6 months. And we measured depressive symptoms using the Center for Epidemiological Studies short scale, and 73% based on that scale were depressed. So that's the description of our of the women in our study. And then we wanted to look at how each of these issues independently were associated with depressive symptoms. So looking at the bivariate associations, we found that these three characteristics were all significantly associated with increased risk of depression. So women that were with, that are experiencing abuse from a current partner, 82% of them were depressed versus 63% that had experienced abuse from a partner that they weren't with at the time. Similarly, women that were, sorry, those are off, but women that were experiencing severe physical or sexual violence, 83% of those women were depressed versus 43% of the women that hadn't experienced violence recently. And then women that had used cocaine or heroin in the past 6 months, 88% of them were depressed. We also wanted to use logistic regression analysis in order to look at the adjusted odds of women experiencing each of these, or how each of these SAVA-related health issues were related to depression. So when we did this analysis, we found that HIV status and drug use were no longer independently associated with an increased odds for depression, but that you see that women that were, that severe physical or sexual violence was associated with over a 5.3 times increased odds for depression. And we were able to look at kind of this idea of the syndemic impact of intimate partner violence, HIV, and drugs by looking at the linear combination of odds. So women, we found that women that are HIV positive, that had used drugs in the past 6 months, and that had experienced severe violence in the past 6 months were almost eight times as likely that compared to women who were not HIV positive, hadn't used drugs, and hadn't experienced severe violence to be depressed. So based on these results, we feel like we can conclude that recent severe physical and sexual abuse really are associated with an increased odds for depression among women that are abused. And we think this is particularly interesting because of the sample, we weren't able to look at women that had never, that hadn't experienced abuse in the past year, but even comparing our severely abused women with women that experienced no abuse only in the past 6 months, there was a significant increase in depression. So clearly, even recent severe abuse can have a really great impact on depression. And we did find that HIV positive status was not associated with increased risk for depression. And this is not consistent with a lot of the literature that actually shows that being HIV positive is associated with depression. But we think that this might have to do with the fact that a lot of our women didn't know their HIV status and or had never been tested. So that might have diluted some of those associations. But one, we think that the most interesting finding is that the combined effect of living with this syndemic of HIV, severe violence, and drug use is associated with a much, much higher risk of depression than with any of these factors alone. And what we think should be kind of gained from this knowledge is that HIV service providers, as well as providers that deal with the mental health of low-income women living in urban areas really should be aware of this HIV, IPV, and substance use syndemic, and think about how the combined impact of these issues can really affect the mental health status of patients, and also consider them in how they address and treat the needs of women that are experiencing not only the SAVA syndemic, but depressive symptoms and outcomes as a result. So thank you very much. I want to also thank my co-authors, Dr. Andrea Gielen, Jessica Burke, and Karen McDonald, and really want to thank the women who participated in this study for their disclosure to us. So thanks a lot.